Good afternoon. The wave of low pressure that was responsible for the rain and some wet snow across the region earlier today is now tracking east of New England. On this track, most of the precipitation has departed the region, although we are still left with abundant cloud cover across the area. The clouds are starting to thin out a bit, and we'll have some bright spots, maybe even breaks of sunshine as we head through the second half of the day. And temperatures will respond by reaching into the middle and upper 40s for daytime highs. The weather will remain dry into the evening hours, although skies will remain mostly cloudy. In fact, clouds will thicken back up in advance of the next system, which will bring rain back into the region after midnight tonight. Steady rain early Friday morning, perhaps even a rumble of thunder, will give way to partly sunny skies through the middle of the day. It'll become breezy, and a southwest wind will help push temperatures well into the 60s to around 70 for daytime highs. At this point, a cold front will approach from the west, and there is the chance of a few scattered showers and even some stronger thunderstorms on Friday afternoon. Behind the front, sharply colder air will build in on Friday night and will leave us with a dry, chilly weekend. Lots of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, but highs will remain in the lower 40s before the next system arrives during the day on Monday with another chance of rain and snow, and unsettled weather will continue into the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern will be a busy one across the lower 48 over the next few days thanks to a slow-moving upper-level trough and a series of disturbances ejecting into the nation's heartland. Leading off with wintry impacts, precipitation will continue across the Four Corners region today. Snow levels will drop across the region today and tomorrow, with 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast across the McGeehan Rim, the Wasatch, and Central Rockies. Locally, higher amounts are expected in the highest elevations. Snow will then spread into the Central Plains, and blizzard warnings remain in place across western Nebraska and southeastern Wyoming due to strong northeasterly winds. Farther east, rain and thunderstorms are expected as a warm front lifts north through the Plains, Mississippi Valley, and Ohio Valley. A surging cold front will push east across the central United States, and the result will be a large area of showers and thunderstorms, with severe weather and flash flooding threats shifting into the Mississippi and Ohio valleys. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the lower 50s, Boston cloudy, rain, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012, and the record low, 10 below zero, in 1967. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:07 p.m., 12 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny skies, but dry this afternoon with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain moving back in late tonight, perhaps a rumble of thunder in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny this afternoon with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Becoming cloudy again with rain moving back in late tonight, the chance of a thunderstorm as well, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs in the middle and upper 40s. Cloudy with rain moving in late tonight, chance of a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, some breaks of sunshine this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with rain moving back in tonight with the chance of a thunderstorm and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some breaks of sunshine, otherwise mostly cloudy this afternoon, with highs in the middle and upper 40s. Cloudy with rain moving back in late tonight, chance of a thunderstorm by morning, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and mild with highs near 70, scattered showers and potentially some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny, breezy, turning colder over the weekend, Saturday in the lower 40s, sunshine on Sunday near 40. Thickening clouds again on Monday with the chance of rain or snow in the afternoon in the mid-40s, and unsettled weather with the chance of mainly rain showers Tuesday and Wednesday upper 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.